From Baldoyle to Beaumont.
Community radio for Northeast Dublin. 90.3.
FM.
I have Anita McGool in the studio. So hello, Anita, how are you?
Hi, thank you very much.
Now, good to have you here. Now, this morning we're speaking about capital acquisitions tax, and people would be going, what is this? But it's to do with inheritance tax and gift tax, isn't it, in the main?
So yes, so if you receive a gift, you may have to pay gift tax on it. If you receive inheritance following a death, it may be liable to inheritance tax. So both these taxes are types of capital acquisitions tax. The benefit, the gift or inheritance is taxed if its value is over a certain limit or threshold. Different tax-free thresholds apply depending on the relationship between the person giving the benefit and the person receiving the benefit. There are also a number of exemptions and reliefs that depend on the type of gift or inheritance. The tax applies to all property that is located in Ireland. It also applies to where the property is not located in Ireland, but either the person giving the benefit or the person receiving it are resident or ordinary resident in Ireland for tax purposes. So there are three different categories of groups. Each has a threshold that applies to the total benefits you have received in category since 5th December 1991. So again, it's a total benefit you're looking at. So the group A applies where the beneficiary, the person receiving the benefit, is a child of the person giving it. This includes a stepchild or adopted child. Group A also applies to parents who take inheritance from their child, but only when the parent takes full and complete ownership of the inheritance. If a parent receives inheritance where they do not have full and complete ownership of the benefit, or if a parent receives a gift, then Group B applies. So the Group B applies for when the beneficiary is the parent, grandparent, grandchild or great-grandchild, brother or sister, nephew or niece of the giver. If a grandchild is a minor under 18 years of age and takes a gift or inheritance from their grandparent, Group A may apply if the grandchild's parent is deceased. And then the Group C applies to any relationship not included in a Group A or B. So the main part, the amounts. Okay. So if you receive a gift or inheritance from in within the Group A, then you are allowed to have 335,000 tax free. Within the Group B, it's 32,500, and Group C, that's 16,250. So the valuation date for your gift or inheritance is the date on which the market value of the property comprising the gift or inheritance is established. And in the case of a gift, the valuation date is normally the date of the gift.
Right. Now, so they're the thresholds, they're the max that you can be given without having to pay tax.
Correct.
And then if you're given over that, or if you receive an inheritance, if a child receives, you know, if a house is sold after their parents have died, they get the inheritance. If anything in excess of that is the part that's taxed.
There are some exemptions, yes, but the idea is, I'll explain about the value in a second, but that would be the idea, that they look at the category within the relationship band and the allowance within that, okay, and then you go from there. So in order to know how you're assessed, basically, or what you'll be expected to show, is the first you'll look at the valuation. You need to know the value of the property or the value of the gift you are receiving. Okay, so as I mentioned, in the case of the gift, the valuation date is normally the date of the gift. However, in a case of inheritance, the valuation date is normally the earliest of the following days, and that is the date the inheritance can be set aside for or given to the beneficiary, the date is actually retained for the benefit of the beneficiary, or the date it is transferred or paid over to the beneficiary. And after the valuation, we're looking at the taxable value. as you mentioned. So the gift or inheritance is valued as the market value at the time you become entitled to the use or of that benefit. So the value is a taxable, is the market value minus the following deductions. Okay, so that what is looked at is you can deduct any liabilities, costs and expenses that are properly payable. So this would include debts that must be by law be paid and that are payable out of the benefit or because of it. With inheritance, these may be funeral expenses, for example, the cost of administrating the estate, or debts owed by the deceased. For a gift, they could include legal costs or stamp duty, for example.
Right. Now, just for, with relation to maybe a gift. Now, you would not have thought that a brother or sister or something can't just, you know, give a gift of money to a sibling. But they have to be taxed on it. It seems strange. And also, can you answer, is that in a lifetime or is it per year or what way has it worked?
Okay, it's a lifetime. It's not per year.
Right. So that is the max that can be given in your lifetime.
Tax-free.
Yes.
Since 1991. Mm. That was the year when the threshold came into play. And from that day, if you receive the gift... Okay, or inheritance, that is looked at. Okay.
Yes, yeah. It's so strange because you wouldn't have thought it. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, and they might even... What would a loan? What if somebody gave a loan to a sibling?
Now, this is talking gift or inheritance.
Right.
So basically, it's given for you for your benefit, okay?
And it's not
with
going
no,
back.
Let's say, with no strings attached.
Exactly, yes, okay? Yes, right.
So therefore, it's a bit different. So the main part of it, okay, the capital acquisitions tax is charged at 33% on gifts or inheritance,
right.
Okay, and that's for anything made on or after the 5th of December 2012. Before that, it was 30%. This only applies to amounts over the group threshold. So, for example, if you have received gifts from your parents with taxable value of $550,000, you only pay tax on the amount over the appropriate group threshold. So, let's say if the value of the property is $550,000, you are allowed to have $335,000 tax-free, and then you're taxed on $215,000.
Yes.
At the 33%.
Right.
Again, there could be exemptions. Again, there could be costs with that property, things like that. But that's the main idea, how it works.
Okay. And how do people find out about exemptions, as you say?
Okay.
That would.
So, yes. So the full list is on the revenue website.
Yes.
But for some exemptions are, for example, the gift or inheritance from a spouse or civil partner. Okay. So those are tax-free. Payments for damages or compensation, the benefits used only for the medical expenses of a person who is permanently incapacitated due to physical or mental illness, benefits taken for charitable purposes or received from a charity, winnings from a lottery, sweepstake, game or betting, retirement benefits and pension and redundancy payments are not usually liable for the gift tax as well.
Right.
And again, reasonable support for the maintenance or education of a child or a spouse or civil partner. Okay, so those would be, for example, exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned the brothers and sisters, okay?
Yes.
So it's just something to know. The first 3,000 of the total value of all gifts received from any one person in any calendar year is exempt. So first 3,000, okay? So you could receive a gift from several people in the same calendar year and the first 3,000 from each person is exempt from the tax.
Right.
Okay? This exemption, however, does not apply to inheritance, so only for the gifts.
Right.
Okay.
So if the first... Now, this is confusing, you see, because... So if the first 3,000 is exempt and then... The rest makes up the balance of, because you say that a beneficiary can get in Group B 32,500, it says.
That's right.
So you're taking the 3,000 off.
Yes.
Before, and then the 32,000 also is added.
That's
so
true.
Then that's 35,500, really.
It is. But what you see, what when you, okay, so the way it looks, when you look at your gifts that you received, okay, and you look at the year, okay, so let's say that you received some gifts from 1991 upwards, okay, so it's the 5th December 1991 upwards, and you see that you've received at least 80% of the value bracket that is given for your group, okay?
So
at that time, is your responsibility to do the tax return anyway, and you put all the things inside, okay, in within your tax return. And it's up to revenue then to say, okay, based on information you provided, this is your bill. Okay.
Right, right.
But still, if you see that from 1991 onwards, you received already 80% of the amount that was allowed for your threshold, regardless whether that's 3,000 you count in or not, okay, it's your obligation to notify the revenue, okay? It is your obligation to do a return, okay? You may not pay any tax, okay, because you are still, as you mentioned before, are below within the allowed limit. You're still below the 32,500, let's say.
Mm.
Okay, but you still have to do the tax return.
Right. Now, with regards to, let me say, 3 on top of that, 35,500. So then if you got 35,500, the first 3,000 is not... excluded.
That is part of the exemption. Yes.
Right. Is that the way it works? No,
that's for the gift. Matters. Yes. So, again,
well, if the first 3,000 isn't, and then that brings them down to no, it's the total is 32,500.
Correct.
So if it's 36, then that 2.5 or 3 is taxable.
That is the case. But right. Again, if your combined value is below that figure, you're fine. But still, if you already received 80% of that income all through the years, okay, and you received that as a gift from your brother, sister, and nephew, niece, or whoever else, yes, within the group B, let's say, okay, and if you only receive that up to this amount, okay, and it's below the 80% of the 32,000, so it's below the 26,000 within all the period of time, okay,
yes,
you don't have to do the tax return. You're fine. Okay.
Right. Yes.
But once that number is closer to 26,000, okay, from all the sources you received a gift from, okay, it could be your 50th birthday and everyone was very generous, okay.
Yes, lovely.
Once it's past 26,000, it's your obligation to disclose this information to the revenue. Okay, you still could be under the 32,000 threshold, but you still need to do the tax return.
Right.
Okay, so again, it depends of, like, those 3,000 you could have received from 4 or 5 people. And if it's under the 26,000, there's no issue with that. Mm. It only becomes the issue once your total amount of gift was more than 26,000, okay, within that specific threshold group, okay, and then you have to do the tax return.
Right. Okay, so.
Because you are looked at on each group separate, okay, so you could receive your inheritance from your parents, but at the same time you may have received a gift from your brother or sister, and then your cousin may give you another good gift. So, but those amounts would be looked at only within their own thresholds.
Yes.
They will not be mixed and matched within the one category. Mm. Okay, that's the reason for the thresholds.
Right.
So within those thresholds, you're allowed to have certain amounts tax-free. Okay, and as long as you stay under the 80% within that particular threshold, you're fine. Once you are over, however, or 80% and onwards, there is your obligation to do the tax return.
Right. Okay. Grand. And then that's all done through revenue. So most of this would be a revenue issue.
Yes, this is a revenue. It is a capital acquisitions tax, and it's the revenue is the one that deals with it. Okay, they ask, or more or less encourage to do everything online. Okay, so there is a revenues online service, and they also have a guide to filling your gift or inheritance tax return on their website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they do allow on exceptional basis to do the paper form, but the revenues mostly now moved to the online options.
Yes, yeah.
They do provide information about how to go about it. Okay, and but what the good thing is, the revenue commissioners, they have specific phone line for the capital acquisitions tax unit, okay, and it's a separate phone number from any other tax, so therefore it's easier to get in touch with them.
Right, and what's
the
that?
Number is 01-738-3673. So it's 01-738-3673. You can find more information on revenue.ie, okay, and it kind of gives you the guide of, you start looking for one, and then you can click for further information the deeper you want to go into this.
Yes,
or just
yeah.
give them a call, whichever way yes. you prefer. Okay, but the idea is that in relation to the gifts, okay, and the it's just something to know that a taxable gift or inheritance with a valuation date on or after 14th June 2010 have fixed cat pay and a file date. Okay, so once it's over to 2010, so the idea is that all gifts and inheritances with a valuation date in a 12-month period ending on the 31st of August must be paid and filed by the 31st of October. So anything you receive by August have to be declared by the 31st of October of the same year. Anything that you received after that day could be done next year.
Right.
Okay. So again, something to keep in mind, because there could be a penalisation if you don't do that on time.
Right. Okay, so, right, there's a lot in it, and there's a lot of different groups and categories and things. So they can get information off your website as well, citizensinformation.ie, or they can call you for some information. But the best place to go is revenue.
Yes, the revenue are experts in their field. That's
exactly
their field.
That
that's
is.
The tax. Mm-hmm. Right? That's yeah. the purpose of revenue.
Yes.
So therefore, yes, this is citizens information. We're happily to advise you on general matter of, but if you have a complicated case, if it's not straightforward,
yes.
if it's not within the category one, or you may have, let's say your parents were divorced and you may have two inheritance in the same year, okay, or even at not even the same year, but you have two inheritance coming in.
Yes.
Okay.
Within your lifetime.
Your lifetime. And there could be a question that you're actually living in one property, okay? So all those things are taken in consideration when there's a value of the property and the consideration of how much tax you should be paying. Okay, so again, it's a good thing to, when you're not sure, okay, what am I doing now? Where am I starting? Okay, yes, as a starting point, you can speak to us, okay, and we will do our best to guide you. But there's always good option to go and speak to the experts themselves. To
yes, yeah, they are the experts in it, and it's a tax issue, so
yeah.
revenue are the guys to go to. Thank you so much, Anita, because I've had so many different people on asking about it. You know, it's something you never think about, and it's good to know. But yes, revenue is the place really they should be heading towards. You're so kind for coming in, and lovely to see you again.
Thank you.
And you take care, have a good week, and I may see you next week.
Thanks
yourself
very much.
Or Jackie.
From Baldoyle to Beaumont, community radio for Northeast Dublin, 90.3
FM.